Now, book reviewer today is David Hill. Tēnā koe, David.
Good morning, Catherine.
Crocodile Tears is by Alan Carter.
That's right, the Australian thriller writer, though I believe he spends a lot of his time in New Zealand these days. He did bring out a thriller called Marlboro Man a while back, not the spelling of the cigarette advertisement, but Marlboro as in Marlboro Sounds. And so he seems to be now moving between the two countries. But yes, another thriller from this long-established Australian writer. Shall I endeavour a plot summary?
Please, sir.
Well, I reviewed the last Le Carré for you folks a while back, and I remember talking about the converging threads that finally lead to the denouement. I must say that Alan Carter starts off a little more emphatically than John Le Carré. In the first four pages, we have one thug's neck broken and another thug's nose bitten, and then just a couple of pages after that, we come across the hacked corpse of an ex-cop with a severed ear in the fridge. So it's evident from the very start that thriller enthusiasts are not going to be shortchanged by this book. It's an extraordinarily complex plot. Catherine, I can't actually attempt a comprehensive summary. Every character is a Gordian knot of identities and problems. The events move from Victoria to Timor-Leste, as in East Timor, Tasmania and Darwin. Every few pages there's a dramatic event. A drugged man becomes psychotic on an internal flight. There's a guy found in a builder's skip with his throat cut, a bomb in a baggage locker. Right at the very end, just when you think that things are resolved, there's the near-lethal use of some tubes and wires in a hospital's intensive care ward. So, as I say, never any shortage of action. The plot doesn't so much gallop as blur along.
What is the strength of his writing, apart from good plot, as you say, keeping moving, which good crime writers will tell you is important? What else about
Absolutely.
His writing?
Yes. What I think this guy is a very professional and very competent tradesman. You get all the obligatory tropes of the thriller genre, I think. The eruption of savagery into a peaceful scene, the killer who seems to have almost preternatural skills, the clipped half sentences and one-line paragraphs, the investigators with their own private issues. This is the most recent of his Kato Kwong novels, using this Chinese-born detective who lives in Australia. And it's worth noting, actually, Catherine, that another important character in the plot is a sort of government agent, a shadowy agent called Roy Driscoll, notable for the fact that he's Aboriginal. So one of the things that Carter does, which extends the genre very effectively, I think, is to bring in this multiplicity of ethnic groups, this wide range of characters.
And do we have, you mentioned Kwong has been used as a key character before, are we therefore becoming attached, as often has in crime fiction,
yes,
to a key investigator?
Yes, I think this is the case. He's a family man. He's happily married, which is so unusual for a protagonist in a thriller, actually. He has a small child. There's a number of his obvious mannerisms, and habits. And in fact, he's what the book calls a frenemy of Rory Driscoll, and between them there is this professional rivalry but personal friendship. And that's rather a neat device for strengthening the plot as well.
The setting is very interesting. It is a time in relatively recent history that New Zealanders,
yes,
and Australians have been so familiar with, the ongoing struggles in this near neighbour, and both countries and both governments and both militaries role in it. And I'm curious, is there a bit of a political element to this plot as well?
There is indeed, that's right. There's the suggestion of a secret document which, if it's made public, will embarrass emphatically people high up in various governments. The politics are absorbed nicely into the plot. The book begins, I'm not giving anything away here, with a massacre, an imminent massacre in what was then East Timor. And the reverberations of that come through the plot. Actually, there's one rather, I think, I'm not sure if it's a deliberate little political reference or just a chance one, but there is a New Zealander in the plot who's called Jacinta, with a T instead of a D. So either that's a nice little flick by Alan Carter, or else a nice case of synchronicity. But yes, politically relevant, politically pertinent, and as I say, those elements are absorbed well into the plot.
So Crocodile Tears is by Alan Carter, published by Fremantle Press, $37 the price. And David, we must congratulate you because just a couple of weeks ago, I think, you were the winner of the Prime Minister's Prize for Fiction, the Prime Minister's Literary Awards, of course, held every couple of years, I think. And that is a very significant honour, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Catherine, and lovely to be congratulated by a programme like yours, which pays so much acknowledgement to books. Thank you.
Thank you, David. David Hill.